Father, it's needing time for me to rejoice and to thank you for bringing clarity and opening our ears, opening our hearts, opening our understanding so that we can hear what your Spirit is speaking through this word in Jesus' name. This came at a little after 3 this morning, and it's one verse, but I'm going to try as best I can to let him give you an understanding of what it means. It's Romans 8:37, one verse, Romans 8:37. It says, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. The NIV says, no, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Now, as the Lord was bouncing on me this morning, trying to give me an understanding of his love for me, I believe this was a residue of a discussion that I had with somebody at my home about the next level of God's maturity in his people. And for many, many years, I lived with a mentality that once you were born again, you had it all. Oh, and then when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, you just got a little more of all. Which, in a sense, is true. But you can have all these things and rest in your incredible laurels of great joy and find that your life has not changed. Because you're depending on your love for him. And I did that for a season. I'm not going to tell you how long the season was because that's none of your business. So even if you're nosy, I don't even know the numbers anyway. But I know that there was a transition that happened. And it's not about how much I love him, but how much he loves me that makes me a conqueror. So I get off the hook about being so intensely oppressed about how I should love, rather than recognizing that his love for me is what it's all about. So I want to take you to a little corner of God's abilities to change us. In John 13, verse 1, it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world. He now showed them the full extension of his love, or the full extent of his love. You say, well, wow. After being with him for 3.5 years, watching miracles, watching all these things that he did that you see in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, weren't they convinced? I don't think they were. I think they were just as fleshy as you and me. I think they were just as full of doubts and unbelief as all the rest of us, and he had to work for them and convince them that he did love them by giving up his own flesh, which was not part of their plan, because they loved him in a carnal way. If you remember Peter, do you love me, Peter? Well, Peter was normal. He had a love for the Lord and see what he could get. How many of you had a love for the Lord and see what you can get? I was there. You don't need to be ashamed of being there. But if you admit that you're there, you're depending on your love for Him. And it's really not about how much you love Him. It's about how much He loves you. So that's the way you're going to conquer all things. Now that takes all of my religious thinking and throws it right out of the basket because it's no longer a works program. So tell your neighbor, it's not all about works.
It's not all about works.
It's not all about performance.
It's not all about performance.
It's believing.
It's believing.
That He died on that cross.
He died on that cross.
To prove to me.
To prove to me.
That He loves me.
That He loves me.
More than I could love Him. How many of you found some stirring on the inside when you were saying some of those words? Put your hand up. Ah, good news. You know why? Because it's foreign. It's foreign to the religious mind. So I'm meddling with your religious background right now. I'm really pushing some of your buttons. Because if I can really make you aware of how much He loves you, all these fear tactics of performance are going to fall by the wayside. And that's my goal, because that's maturity, and that's you resting in Him. And in His love for you, rather than your love for Him. John 15, verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Then He adds another little trick here. Now, remain in love, in my love. Remain in my love. Whoa! How do I remain in that truth that He loves me more than I could possibly love Him? How do I do that? By a choice of my will. It's an act of freedom to say, I never realized how much He loved me. And all your performance just falls away. Because it's not about your performance. Religion is about your performance. Religion is about do's and don'ts and accusations and fault finding. Relationship is about Daddy's love for me and His Son proving it by giving up His life to obey His Father, to prove that He loves me. I give you one more. 1 John 3:1, which was Pastor Gino's favorite verse. How great is the love the Father has lavished on me, that I should be called a child of God, and that is what I am. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Now, I know I personalized it. You know why I did that? Because I'm trying to convince myself. If I can convince myself, my whole strategy of getting to heaven will fall away. All my planning and all my scrubbing myself clean will fall away. Because I will actually believe that my Father's love is lavished on me. And how could he possibly call me his child or his son? Whether I'm mature or halfway there or still a baby and acting stupid. Now, I know you guys have never acted stupid in the Lord, but don't look any further, right here. Okay? Did stupid things, made stupid choices, blah, 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 could go on. Don't go any further. Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Should trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Nobody can separate you from it except you, with your crazy thinking. How many have a problem with a crazy box up here? It thinks in the wrong direction. It always goes after the wrong things. It accuses you of everything that you could have ever done. I call that a crazy box. It sits on your shoulder, in case you haven't got a picture of what I'm doing right now. Yeah. I'm not saying it's crazy, but it's constantly warring against your inner man. It's trying to tell you, if you do everything perfect, then God will love you. How many know perfect is not exactly your friend sometimes? Thank you. But you see, I'm giving you some ammunition right now. And that's what he was doing to me this morning. So I'm just giving you what he gave me. So I'm pushing your buttons. Hopefully I'll drive crazy out of there. You should have said amen.
Amen.
Yes. And put God's joy inside. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:14. For Christ's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. Now you can take that in several ways. But I look at this as dying to my old way of thinking and get rid of the crazy box on top and let my spirit man do the directing. And I'll be honest with you, even when you're trying to let your inner man direct, you're probably going to fall on your face so many times you're going to try to give up. I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Just rest and let him perform and recreate your thinking, giving you the mind of Christ, giving you the mind of the Anointed One. Galatians 2:20, last verse I'm going to give you. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live. Got rid of the box. But Christ lives in me. That's the Anointed One, living in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith in the Son of God. I live by faith in the Son of God. Who loved me? Woo-hoo! Get excited! If Paul can say this, can't you? Yes. He was an example. He said, look what I did. Look what I chose, and do it. Just do it. Don't think about it, because if you do, you'll cancel everything. Please tell me that I'm not the only one. Once you start looking at how much he loves you, it's not going to be so hard. It's not going to matter if somebody doesn't love you. It's not going to matter. It's not going to be important. The one who gave up his life is the one that paid your price. And that's what he's all about. Close your eyes right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm learning that I've been crucified It is no longer me that lives. But the anointing lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me, who loves me now, and gave himself for me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am valuable.
I am
loved.
I'm even lovable.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I'm getting a clue. If you fall in love with me, it's because of Jesus in me.
Radiating life to you.
And all that I meet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Share some of that hug. And give out some of that love. Because when you give it out, it's contagious. Amen?
Amen.
Share some hugs and be faithful to obey Him to the best of your ability. I want to remind you, baptism on Sunday night, 7 o'clock. And if you haven't signed up, you need to do that.